Okay. So I just discovered that we have a IRC to Slack integration. I can't hear you. You gotta hit some buttons.
And the answer is that I'm incompetent.
So we're back. And we don't sound like we're in outer space anymore.
Which is sad, because I liked being in outer space.
I like sounding like an adult.
That's a fair point. That's a fair, very fair point.
Ah, so we have an IRC bridge from our Slack to IRC, so yeah. We don't even have to log into IRC over here. We just chat in our Slack, which is awesome. So, here we are.
Do you want to hear a joke? Anytime somebody says so, I think of a joke. It's a very specific joke. It's a terrible joke. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Okay, so, there are these two fish in a tank.
Okay.
And the first one turns to the second one and says, "You man the guns, and I'll drive."
Okay.
That's it.
I got it, because it's a tank.
Yeah.
But what if the second fish goes to the first fish and says,
"Oh my God,
holy shit, a talking fish."
I could do that. That's true. That is technically a thing that can happen.
Okay, so going on right now, it is 12:40. So going on right now in the Vaughn Room is the Onion Report.
And that's really a detour, right?
I believe that's true.
It's not talking about like the different varieties of onion.
That would be a very different conference than this one. The Booth Room is the Right to Repair panel, and the Ritchie Room is ENIAC, the hack that started it all. Coming up next at 1 o'clock.
Numbers are hard, man.
Well, it's in military time, so I have to like minus the two.
You can just say it.
1300 o'clock.
1300 o'clock.
So at 1300 o'clock, spotlight on the secure drop in the Vaughn Room. Go Fipper yourself in the Booth Room and hacking healthcare, bringing a hacker mindset to solving healthcare's biggest problems to the Ritchie Room. I believe the Ritchie Room is downstairs this year, right? We're in the basement?
Sort of. So my understanding is how to get to the Ritchie Room is that you go out into the lobby area of the hotel.
Yeah.
And then there's like a sign that says Ritchie. And it points
downwards. Oh, and just follow that one.
I just follow the signs. And then they actually have done a really good job of marking signage this year, which I really kind of appreciate.
And Vaughn and Booth are up.
Yes.
Vaughn and Booth are upstairs.
They're upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Vaughn's huge.
Yeah. So it used to be that they would do like three talk spaces on 18. And I think this year they combined one of them to make like just one giant, ginormous, huge thing.
Yeah. I think they might expect a very large showing for the Chelsea Manning talk.
Which wouldn't surprise me, because Chelsea Manning is going to be probably a good talk.
Quite the person. So that's going on right now. Are you emceeing any talks?
Not currently, but that might be a thing that happens. I'm not sure scheduling-wise. Like, I don't want to, like, not be at Statler.
Oh, you got to be gone the whole hour.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
like, you have to be there for the whole time.
The beginning, and then let them know when their time is up.
Yeah, so really what I would want to do if I were to do something like that would be to look at the talks.
Yeah.
And then see which ones I would actually want to see.
True.
And then go and do those ones.
I'm going to be emceeing the Hacker's Illustrated Guide to Script Kiddie History.
That sounds pretty good, actually. I remember looking at that one. That one sounds pretty cool.
That might be up my alley. The Chiptunes concert's tonight, right?
Yeah, so they're only doing like one Chiptunes concert this year. As opposed to doing like two concerts. Like they usually do like one on each night. They do one Friday night and one on Saturday night. And then actually, if you want more music, so we actually have a couple of musical people that are coming on air. Later today, we have Inverse Phase.
Yes, I'll be interviewing him at 5.
So
that's
do you
1700
know,
o'clock.
Is he intending on doing some music as well as talking, or is it just going to be like an interview talking kind of a thing?
I would like to spin some chiptunes, but I don't know how we'd get the sound in, but that was me playing it. For the most part, I think we're just going to be BSing about the demo scene and BBSs and technology and bleeps and bloops.
Bleeps and bloops? You know, the standard stuff?
Yeah. I'm very excited. all things musical here. I like to pontificate into the ether, and I hope people enjoy my my pontifications. Ooh, how a hackerspace built a legal FM radio station. That'll be interesting. FM radio stations are really tough around here because in New York City, there's like, I forget what they call it, like radio advertisers call it, but New York City's like called this like Zone 1 or Region 1 or something like that, where basically like if you get airplay in New York City, it's a big deal because like someone's going to listen to you. So it's really tough to get powerful FM radio stations anywhere in northern New Jersey because the potential of, it's all uphill.
Yeah.
So the potential of stepping on New York City radio stations limits like your wattage or even how tall your antenna is. A lot of like, I mean, this is like New Jersey, but Sussex County, which is pretty much straight uphill from here, mm-hmm. but like going on Pennsylvania, there's New York City radio stations that make it like a couple miles from the Pennsylvania border, which for the most part kills that FM for, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably 100 miles from here.
So, I don't usually use Mac, and so I'm trying to open a new tab. There we go. My usual tricks
don't
work. Yes, actually it is.
Sweet. I'm going to work from in here. Hi, everybody.
Sweet. Hello. I'm glad that you're in here.
if someone wanted to get sound
uh-huh.
into the board, how would they do that?
There get sound be, into the board.
Is there like a sound input?
Yes, yeah. There is.
Oh, right there. Perfect.
That's like the default. We have to have that.
Oh, okay. So we could plug that into something and play chiptune music later.
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay, then I'm ready for 5 o'clock.
I got you covered, man. I know how to. Not the first time we've done this.
Oh, it's not our first rodeo.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think it is our first rodeo, but it's not our first time doing Radio Statler.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So I was testing the stream, and it could stand to come up a bit.
A bit.
If we can.
So,
raise the volume.
If that's something we can. I can do it on here. I got it.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I will.
I heard that.
I heard it too. It wasn't my phone.
No, that was me. My bad. That should be a little better.
The IRC bridge was genius, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. So that goes both ways.
It does.
All right, so...
I need to turn my laptop off here. All right, so let me... That should be a little better. That can come up more. I'm going to turn that up more.
Okay. What thing did you use to turn it up? Can I do it from here?
Wait, what?
What, you wanted this needs to come up more?
No, that's fine.
This is fine.
It's the other thing I need to turn up.
Oh,
okay. It's okay.
Okay. All right. I believe
you.
I know.
Thing.
You'll do it. He'll do his engineer thing.
Oh, it just turned up. It got turned.
Oh. That actually worked? No.
It worked.
It worked. That's why it's messed up.
Oh. My bad.
But this I might be able to do this. Maybe hear anything.
Nope.
I'm just saying nope.
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 It's the circle of nope.
That would have been a good theme. Oh, I hear myself. Oh, and I sound better than before.
You don't sound like... Yeah.
Well, more like myself.
More like yourself.
Yeah.
So, talking about the musics.
The Muzaks.
So, today we have Inverse Phase and maybe some chiptunes, maybe possibly. I'm not sure.
I hope that there's some chiptunes played.
I will be
spinning some key gen music. That's faux shizzle.
And then one thing that I would say about this, we should be having Radio Wonderland, I think, playing tomorrow, simulcast to Wavefarm. So he usually does on Saturdays at 10:30, he does a Wavefarm broadcast.
Yeah.
But he was wanting to do that from here as opposed to lugging.
Like he'll have his instruments?
Well, so what I think we're going to do is we've kind of like green room area. So I'm thinking maybe we can set him up out there and then run a line in.
Oh, so more people could see him there.
Well, that and his gear is big. It, and takes,
it would take
up
most
big.
Of this. It,
really?
Yeah, it's like he said it would take like 5x5 or 5x6.
Okay.
Which is, we'd have to reorganize stuff, and that's a pain.
Oh, I always enjoy him.
Yeah.
And his sounds.
I agree.
Actually, is he going to come on here. The air? Me and him always have great talks about
stuff. It kind of depends on how much time it takes for him to set up, because there's some space available before his set. So if he wanted to come on and talk a little bit before and then go set up his stuff and then play for us, or maybe set up his stuff and then come talk to us for a little bit, and then when his show starts, he can go out and do his thing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So he should actually be here at 1:15. He's going to drop off his equipment before, so he can enjoy the conference before he's allowed to load into set up.
Yeah.
So he should be here soon.
Sweet.
Also coming up at maybe 1 to 1:15.
I'm really glad we don't have the video going, because that would have been really, really interesting. our booth is right by the Segway track, and so every time a Segway goes by, the air whooshes past the booth, and it pushes it back and forth.
Yeah, and then the wall shakes.
The webcam that we have is at the top, so it shakes back and forth. One of these days, it's going to fall off.
I mean, yeah, probably. It's only painter's tape.
Yeah.
I heard there was some drama about the tape that was being used. They were looking for Darko earlier.
Our tape?
No, I don't think it was our tape.
Oh.
I think it's that other tape that they use.
Yeah.
Don't mind me. I'm just updating the website.
Yeah. That sounds about
right. Or I think I am, but it's not working. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, come on. You totally know what you're doing. I know what we should do here in a hot second.
What's that?
We have some of the people that are working in security came all the way from Australia.
That's a hike.
That is quite a hike. I would agree with you. Now, because they're nice and caring people, they have brought many snacks with them to spread the joy and love that is Australia. Now, one of the most quintessential Australian foodstuffs.
Beer.
Not beer. Beer yeast.
Okay.
So Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Proudly made in Australia since 1923. Contains vitamins B1, B2, B3, and folate. Allergen statement. Contains barley and wheat. Now, let me go to Wikipedia. If I could type, we would go to Wikipedia. And we would type in Vegemite. Vegemite, a savory spread.
Savory.
Vegemite is a thick, black Australian food spread made from leftover brewer's yeast extract with various vegetable and spice additives. It was developed by Cyril Percy Callister in Melbourne, Victoria in 1922. The Vegemite brand was owned by Mondelez International, formerly Kraft Foods Incorporated, until January 2017, when it was acquired by the Australian Bega Cheese Group in a $460 million agreement for full Australian ownership. After Bega would buy most of Mondelez International's Australia and New Zealand grocery and cheese business. It is a spread for sandwiches, toast, crumpets, and cracker biscuits, as well as a filling for pastries. Vegemite is similar to British Marmite, New Zealand Marmite, Australian Promite, Mighty Mite, Aussie Mite, Aus-E-Mite, German Vitamar, and Swiss Senovis. Vegemite is salty, slightly bitter, malty, and rich in glutamates, giving it an umami flavor similar to beef bouillon.
Yeah, we totally need a headphone amp. I'm having real hard times hearing at the other end of the table.
Yeah, you definitely need headphones.
Yeah, we're going to need to fix that.
Well, we'll fix it when we have time.
Yep.
So I guess really I need to be facing this direction and also reading the screen.
Yeah, or, you know, we'll just deal with it. It's cool.
Deal with it? Sunglasses come down? Boop. All right, so
we're going to eat this.
What I have here is pretty much, you know how you can get like little mayonnaise in packets, or little jelly packets, actually.
Yeah, like the jelly at the diners.
You go to the diners, and they have jelly for you to put on your toast.
They have diners where you people are from?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh.
Not like I waffle
live in,
houses?
I live in the, oh, yeah. I mean, I live in the South. There are nothing but diners.
I thought, I mean, no, they're not like, not like, they're open 24 hours a day and serve, like, home fries?
Oh, no, nothing's open 24 hours a
yeah,
day.
Yeah, no, it's, no. A diner
but
is...
it's a diner.
No, it's not.
Okay, first off, one, I would agree that 24 hours is a requirement.
Is a requirement of a diner.
Now, with that being said, there are plenty of diners in Virginia that are open 24 hours a day.
Are they Waffle Houses?
No.
There are some Waffle Houses, well, I mean, but yes, not where we generally occur.
Yeah. Are they Denny's?
There are Denny's.
Those don't count.
There are Silver Diners, and if you're very, very, very lucky, you have the king of diner franchises, Huddle House.
None of those count.
Huddle House counts.
None of those. You need,
I guarantee,
you need a greasy spoon 24 hours a day.
Huddle House is 24 hours a day.
No one wants
spoon.
To be there. Like, it's got to have a name like Six Brothers and be run by Greek people.
I actually have one in my hometown that actually is a greasy spoon, but it's not 24 hours a day.
That's a requirement of a diner. And then everyone knows that if you get anything other than breakfast at a diner, even though they have a full menu, if you want salmon, you can get diner salmon. No one does, but you could. Someone has to, because why would it be on the menu?
That's supply chain, they got a really good deal from Zisco.
And then they, I guess you could like smoke it and then put it on a bagel. But no, there's no diners in South. Anyway, I don't know.
I don't remember where we were. Oh, right, we were talking about the packet.
Ah, the jelly, yes.
So we have like...
from your restaurants down south.
Like a packet of jelly, but filled with this delightful, completely almost solid brick.
It just looks like black plastic. Like,
yeah, I would agree with that
like
assessment.
It's not see-through at all. It's just black.
It's just black.
There's this, a little bit of see-through at the top. You can sort of see through it, and then like when you get to the Vegemite, it's just like black.
Blam. Yep.
Yep. No light, no nothing, just black.
See, take a look. Give us your assessment. There's a Club Mate over there if you would like it.
No, I'm okay. Okay. I'm okay.
Do you want to get maybe something, literally anything, to maybe, just in case?
No,
you
I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it.
You'll just deal with it?
I'll deal with it.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm probably going to
I'm going to regret these words later, I'm sure.
But. Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
All
right.
It's all for you, listeners.
Because we love you.
It's too bad we don't have any, like, toast.
That's what it's supposed to be on, toast.
Right?
Like, yeah. I mean, we could maybe make toast happen.
Like, maybe...
I don't think so, though.
Maybe it tastes better when it's on toast than plain. Like,
right? I think we need to figure this out.
We need a toaster. And if we're going to have toast, we might as well have bacon. And if we're going to have bacon, we might as well cook it on the air.
I thought we weren't going to do that again.
Well, we learned the incorrect way to do it years ago. But we
which
have...
is to do it with rented microphones.
Yeah.
And also to have a cooking show on the radio. That doesn't really work so
but
well.
But we didn't have Vegemite back then, so it's different now.
I feel like Vegemite and like bacon, bacon's deliciousness factor would not actually correct anything with
Vegemite. Yeah.
I will be honest, I had a little on my finger last night. But we're in for a treat. We'll be good. I'm gonna go ahead and open it. I don't think there's any feasibility about us getting toast.
No.
Unless you were at the Hope Conference and would like to bring
us
toast.
If you're at the conference and you happen to have some toast and you wanna like save the day or something,
now's
and be
the
on
time.
The radio.
Come and be a hero.
Why is there no toast booth? That's what I wanna know. Inquiring minds.
Inquiring minds want to know, why is there no place to get toast? All right, do we want to try it?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Nobody's coming to save us.
Nobody will save us from ourselves.
No. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I was born ready. What does it smell like?
Oh, God. Jesus,
oh, wow. That was a face.
Just smell it.
Yep.
Fasten around.
It smells like plastic.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like it's a solid, like, vaguely oily plastic smell.
Okay. I won't disagree. Yeah, a little rubbery.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's just so fucking awful. Jesus, I don't know why I keep smelling it. Like,
I don't know why. I
have some expectation that, like, maybe it'll
maybe
air
if
out.
Maybe if you smell,
better,
it enough, it'll get
no,
better.
No, like a fine wine. Like
a fine wine. It needs to aerate. We need to aerate... The Vegemite.
The Vegemite needs to breathe.
All right, I'm just going to put some on my middle finger here, and then I'm going to stick it on my tongue.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It looks like... I'm going to post a photo of that on Twitter.
A blood blister. A
it almost
giant
looks like
blood
chocolate.
Blister.
Like you just dipped your finger in some chocolate.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Camera.
All right. Yep.
Acquired taste.
Come on, focus.
Every Australian as a child grows up eating this.
That's true.
This is a staple.
We're waiting for Beaches to take a picture of
it's
things.
Really hard to take a photo.
What are you?
I'm trying to show people how this.
Hashtag
this
food porn. Like, what are we doing here? It's Vegemite on your finger.
All right, that's close enough. It looks like in that photo.
What? Like you just.
Like I have a blood blister. Wow. I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, it should be posted on the Twitters.
Okay. Are we ready?
I have a nice big dollop.
Yep. You ready?
Good?
One. Yeah. Yep. One, two, three.
Oh.
Yeah, it tastes like...
Yeah. This was a mistake.
Man, Beaches, you really can't handle that, can you?
No, that's gross. Stop it. Like, I'll take a second dip and... Oh, Jesus, fuck.
It's not bad at all.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, it's not as bad as you're making it out to be, but it's not great.
I think it's
great.
The amount that I put on. I think it was spread thinly, and you had a little bit of time.
It tastes like a
salty, slightly bitter, malty, and rich in glutamates with a nice umami flavor. Does that sound about right?
I think I've never tasted oil, but I think it tastes like what I would expect oil to taste like.
It's not a taste I enjoy, but it tastes like a little like a bad cheese. Not a bad cheese, just like one of those really strong cheeses.
Yeah. Like got some cheese funk?
Yeah, like some
kick. Yeah, I get a little cheesy kick to
it. The foot like an untasty brie. I don't understand why someone would have that for breakfast, but like, I mean, I guess if everyone lives off beer and you have lots of leftover yeast, you got to do something with it. I would feed it to goats and then eat the goats, I guess. Right?
Goat would probably taste better.
Goats can eat anything.
Oh, God.
The taste isn't leaving my mouth, though.
Yeah. Oh, I could live a very long, heavy life never eating that ever again.
I feel Australian now.
Do you feel Australian?
I do.
Do you want to say good day, mate?
I feel like that's the type of thing that gets you punched in the face down there.
You could ask Loom. He would tell you.
And then if I just walked around saying good day, would people like just...
I mean, yeah, just ask him. Like, if I said good day, mate, if I was in Australia,
If you put on an Australian accent and went around talking to people, I bet you 9 times out of 10 they'd buy it completely.
They use the C word a lot down there, too, so I'd have to throw that in. I think I should just use the C word and say good day while walking around 2600 and see what happens.
Sure.
As a social experiment.
So, like, I ended up with, like, a pocket, so it wasn't directly on my tongue. I have a pocket, like, by my teeth, and that's starting to burn. Like, it's got a burning sensation.
Mm. I made sure it only went on my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. The taste doesn't leave my mouth.
Yeah.
But it's not horrible. I just don't understand why you'd put that on something you eat for breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, coffee tastes disgusting.
That's true.
I just do it for the caffeine, though. So.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy the taste of coffee.
I'm not a big...
Did you always enjoy the taste of coffee?
Yeah, mostly.
Oh.
No,
something wrong with you.
I drink like undiluted cold brew just to get it over with. Like I make pitchers of it, and then I just like pound.
I drink undiluted cold brew because I think it tastes really fucking good.
Oh no,
it's like oh yeah, double the coffee flavor. Oh yeah,
no, not for me. No, I just need the caffeine.
Oh god. So never want to do that again.
Okay,
it's really bad.
Okay, I've added some new features to our website. It now has a thing saying where our IRC channel is.
That's good.
It's not a feature. I pasted some text, but whatever.
Sweet.
I've decided that the circle of Statler is going to be a cult.
Yeah.
So as the con progresses, the website's going to get more and more cult-like.
I like it.
I feel that's the direction I need to take it.
Yeah. We'll be taking donations for our compound in the Maldives.
Yeah, there's going to be some like weird symbols will show up.
Hey, you know what?
We might start testing people
if
to
you
get
guys
their Statler
give us
levels.
Donations enough. We could actually possibly if we got enough money, we could probably buy a compound and do an internet radio station like full time.
Oh, like as a full like
full time
24 hours internet radio station.
Yeah,
I mean, depending on how far you're willing to go, it'd be pretty inexpensive to run it out of like backwoods Indonesia. As long as we could get like,
I mean, even backwoods America would be pretty cheap if you can get an internet connection.
That's a fair point.
That's the hard part.
You need the internet connection. That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a place on the Appalachian Trail where like we just show up to an empty house and start broadcasting.
I feel like we're talking about something that Alex Jones has already perfected.
Right, yeah. I'm pretty sure that the places in America that would have the lowest rent you'd be competing for with, like, crystal meth manufacturers.
Yeah, but it's the internet, so it doesn't matter where we're geographically located.
Well, we could also, our cult could also manufacture crystal meth.
True.
We could be an internet radio station / meth lab.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like we probably have the talents to do stuff other than meth.
Yeah, but we can do meth really well.
And then we wouldn't have meth to use to broadcast 24/7.
Right.
Because I don't know about you, but I'm not getting off the air ever. Ever again.
If you pay us, we'll be on the air.
Forever.
Forever. All right, I'm on my second Club Mate.
I mean, I slept on the floor a couple hours. It was good. It was glorious. It's actually chilly down there. It was nice.
You could have actually gone up to the room.
I could have. Yeah. But see, then that would have been... here's my logic. If I go upstairs to bed, I'm going to be too comfortable.
Yeah.
And if I'm too comfortable, I'm not going to get up. I'm going to sleep for like 8 hours.
I knew a kid in college who put a piece of plywood over his bed and would sleep on a sheet of plywood because he would instantly get up in the morning because you're not comfortable at all sleeping on a sheet of plywood. And then, like, if girls or something came over, he would remove the plywood.
Take off the plywood.
But, yeah. Every day would sleep on a sheet of plywood because he said, like, when you're, like, it's worse to lie on a sheet of plywood than is just wake up. It worked for him. I mean, he's in the military now, so I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
All right.
But, I mean, I've tried, like, to sleep on, like, the ground when I'm like, I got to get up super early, and if I don't, then something bad will happen.
Right.
I've, like, slept on the floor of my apartment.
That's legit.
You know, actually, I once took a nap in, like, a parking lot during, like, we were doing, like, some cleanup thing.
I heard I once took a nap.
I mean...
You're we really need this headphone amp. This is real difficult.
Okay, let me repeat myself.
Okay.
I will talk loudly and try to project. So, I once... took a nap on some, like, asphalt.
Okay.
Because we were doing, like, a day project, like, cleaning up a summer camp for something or other.
Right.
And I just was like, I'm really fucking tired, so I just fell asleep.
Okay.
And it was the best nap I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah, really. Huh. I woke up and was like, I feel great.
Asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it every day.
We have, in the chill area here, we have the AstroTurf. I think next year we just need to pave it over with asphalt then.
Yeah.
Yeah, make that happen.
Totally. I mean, I can't be that hard to get asphalt into the mezzanine.
No, I think the problem is getting it out.
They don't actually need the floor to be a floor, right? That doesn't need to happen. Does not need to happen.
Yeah.
The Vegemite isn't doing well in my stomach right now.
Oh, God. I just got a whiff of it. Oh, fuck.
No, to be honest, it's not as bad as Czech Darko took a trip to Indonesia and came back with, I forget what the name of the fruit is, but there's a fruit down there that smells like durian.
Oh, the durian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he came back with durian candy, which when you taste it, like, you smell it and it's awful.
Right.
And when you taste it, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't so bad. And then it starts tasting like burning tire. Like, it starts okay and then gets worse. But the worst thing is when you burp after eating it. So for like hours afterwards, you're burping up burning car tire foot smell, and it's awful.
Oh, man.
That was the worst thing. Like, I remember, I didn't spit it out, but I didn't finish it.
Can you mute this real quick?
Sure. Which mic is it?
The one that doesn't have a 4, it looks like.
I think that's muted.
It was, yeah.
Okay, and then now it is unmuted.
Woohoo!
We can hear Joe again.
Needed to move back closer to my face.
Oh, yeah.
So I can lean back in my chair.
Yeah, he wants to be relaxed.
I'm actually going to leave for a moment.
You're
going to
leave?
To see a man about a horse. But I'll be back quickly.
Your shirt's not a horse about a man?
I'm more likely to see a man here than a horse, but.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
That's fair.
Okay.
Or a woman. I'm going to the bathroom, so I don't, I like, there might be a woman in there, but, like, I would assume it's going to be a man.
Yeah, we do have the all-gender bathroom.
We do?
Yeah.
Where?
So, it's actually, okay, so the, there's a women's bathroom on the mezzanine,
mm-hmm.
and also on the mezzanine is the all-gender bathroom, which is the one that has urinals as well as toilets.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then if you need a strictly men's bathroom, it's on a different floor. I think it's 6.
Oh, wait, so the bathroom that used to be the men's bathroom on this floor is an all-gender bathroom. Yeah, whatever.
So anybody,
I'm not pee shy.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I mean, if you want to... I really didn't even know why, like, I'm all about co-ed bathrooms? Yeah, if there's stalls, like, what difference does it make? You know?
Yeah. If everything just has stalls and you have maybe some urinals, then whatever.
Why would you even share? You
know? Like, what does it matter?
No, it doesn't. If you're all in
things. One thing that gets me is, like, you'll go to a place and they have, like, two single-serving bathrooms. Like, it only sits... It's like a toilet and a sink, and they just have two of them. And one's a men and one's a women's. It's just like, why? It's a single-seater. There's only going to be one person in there. Why not just be like, whatever, it's a toilet?
I went like, to a... I don't think it was a gay bar, but it was a bar that gay people frequented in Jersey City.
Okay.
And the bathroom had a bathroom for people that were standing up and a bathroom for people that were sitting.
I could get behind that.
And the bathroom for people standing up only had a urinal in it.
Yeah.
And the bathroom for people sitting had a toilet.
Yeah.
And it totally makes sense. Like, you don't really need a... men's and women's, you have one for people that are going to be quick and people that might take a while.
Yeah.
I thought that was clever.
That's good. Well, all right. Guess anyway, Man About a Horse.
The longest discussion I've had about going to the bathroom in a while. And now I got to go to the bathroom.
You're welcome. Enjoy it.
And now it's time to change his desktop back wallpaper to gay porn.
You're more than welcome to do that. I'm not going to touch his laptop. Here we see the Nick God reaching over, slowly pulling the headphones. Here in his natural habitat, the booth at the Hope Conference. Thank God that didn't ask for a password. Do you need a hat? Here.
That'll work. Cool.
Ah.
I can hear everything now.
He's so happy, folks. Look at that face.
It's pretty good. Yeah, look at it.
It's
on the
glorious
radio. Yeah.
I could take a photo. Oh, God. Is that a chicken?
Yeah, that's a chicken. Yep. Security has chickens.
Statler also has chickens in the green room.
That's true.
We have a green chicken in the green room.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's thematically appropriate, really.
Yeah. Though, calling it a green room is a bit of a stretch.
Well, this is really the green room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a room surrounded by green.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the place where we would have a green room has no walls whatsoever.
Right. It's not green.
It's not a room.
It's not a room.
Green. There's one wall that's green, because it shares a wall with the booth, but...
No, that's not a wall. It's a door. We went through this last night.
This behind us is a wall.
Oh, that's the green?
That's the green room.
Oh, okay.
The other place is like a work area, where people are doing stuff.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Sure. I got you. We have so much space. We have a lot of space.
And we're going to use
glorious.
It, by golly.
Yeah.
We're going to use it to do exciting and fun things, like have a live performance by Radio Internet.
Yes. So how long are we vamping for here?
So in maybe the next couple of minutes, we're supposed to have somebody come from QueerCon that wanted to talk a little bit.
Okay.
Because they're having an event.
Cool.
But I don't know. I feel like they should have been here already.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, yeah. I would agree, since I talked to them. I like it when I schedule things that people show up for.
as opposed to not showing up for things.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes things come up, and that's fine. And that's okay. But I do appreciate when people say, hey, I'll be here. And then they're here. Hey, stop it. Is there anybody, like, waiting to come on air outside? Is there anybody outside?
Is there anybody here? Did everybody leave us?
No,
is
there's nobody.
Is Hope empty?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't care about the knock people right now.
Wow.
I said right now.
That's officially Radio Statler does not care about the knock people. First of all, they're a group now. It's the knock people.
Knock persons.
Noctopi.
Cactus.
Cactus? Cactuses?
Cacti? Cactus won't help me.
Oh, people should be coming on there soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was side pocket.
Well, so there should also be something with, like, QueerCon at, like, 1:15, I think.
Who?
QueerCon?
Oh. I don't know if there was anyone queer out there.
But I didn't ask if there was anybody queer. I asked if there was just anybody out there at wanting to be on the air, or was that waiting to be on the air?
I don't know. I don't know these things. No one informs me. No one. It's not like they have name tags.
I mean...
Or letters.
That...
Scarlet letters? Is that what you want?
No. That's not... I just asked if there was anybody that was out there that wasn't, like, part of Radio Statler. There should be, like, a guy sitting out there greeting people, but, like...
Waiting to come on the air?
Yeah, if there's anybody waiting to come on the air.
Okay.
Are you going to go check? What did you check the first time?
He just sort of looked around.
He looked around and was like, yeah, there's nobody here.
Yeah,
there's people, but I don't think that there's I don't think that they want to be on the radio.
I don't think that there are people.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure when the booth door closes, just everything about the conference stops existing.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's no one out there.
There's no one out there?
No.
I saw somebody out there.
Not to wait on the air. Somebody, they were. I told you it was knock people conversing about knock things, I think.
Okay.
I don't know these things.
Wait, so we have knock people conversing about knock things in not the knock? They're in the Radio Statler area?
Security violation. Knock people must be
I feel
left
like
in
you're
the knock.
Judging me.
I'm not judging
this
you.
This is a no judgment zone.
No, no.
Beaches.
That is not true at all.
Hashtag no judgment.
That's not. There will. We don't stop people from judging. People can judge if they want to.
Oh, okay.
They can judge if they want to. They can leave their friends behind.
I'm judging you right now.
Anyone can do whatever they want?
I mean, within reason, I suppose. Like, I mean, there's definitely limits. But, I mean, we're a little more free about what people can say on the internet.
I'm down with that.
Like, people can say words that are usually prohibited.
I poked you with my Vegemite finger.
You should... Please don't touch me. You really... For touching, you definitely need to ask permission. It doesn't have to necessarily be vocal permission.
Mm.
Like, if you're going in for a handshake and you just extend your hand, I think that that's asking...
I feel like you need enthusiastic consent.
Right, but the enthusiastic consent for... So if you go halfway with a handshake and the other person enthusiastically or just grips your hand and then shakes, I think that's consent. Because they've met you halfway and clasped hands.
Like, if I shook my head, you wouldn't try to shake my hand.
Yeah, if I held my hand out and you said, you're just, no. Like, if you were like...
I don't touch people.
Yeah. Like,
or
I would not...
if I was like, listen, I want to shake your hand, but normally I charge people $5 for that.
Yeah.
Then you could decide if I'm worth
$5
to shake my hand.
Which I will tell you, this man has quite a handshake. It would be worth only
$5. I try to have a firm grip.
That was...
I look people in the eyes.
Yeah. It's a worthwhile experience.
Yeah.
For the cost of a Starbucks coffee, you could just shake my hand. Stop his hand.
And like...
That's almost as good.
It's the best way to get the con cough or like the plague that spreads around.
That's kind of the other thing about like touching people at conferences. A, you should definitely ask... Don't touch people, but like also you should just not touch people as a rule because that's how you get sick.
Yeah, you get sick here.
Yeah.
Like what you shouldn't do is like after you shake everyone's hand, you shouldn't lick in and around your finger joints. Like don't get really in the nooks and crannies because that's where the germs hide. So don't do that. Don't lick your hand after you shake someone else's or you will get
a public service announcement
sick.
From Radio Statler.
Stay hydrated. Don't lick your hand after shaking other people's hands.
I feel like we need signs made.
Probably shouldn't rub your eyes either. And you're covered. You'll be healthy.
Could we ask? Maybe that could be something we do after. I feel like Bunny and...
Alcohol kills all the bad germs, so you should drink alcohol.
But you should also be well rested.
Yes.
So drink alcohol and go to sleep.
Don't rub your
wake
eyes.
Wake up.
You should, in fact, you should drink alcohol while you're asleep.
That sounds like a problem and not a solution. You know you're in trouble when you have to wake up in the middle of the night.
To stop drinking.
to stop drinking. Sleep drinking, is that a thing?
Probably.
I would assume so.
Do we have creative... I know previously we've had CC artists that I've had to like put on the website.
Yeah, we do.
Is there any CC stuff that's going to be on the air other than those chickens clucking? And who do I thank for the clucking?
The chickens, that's all him.
They're your chickens?
No, so they're from... I downloaded it off archive.org.
Oh, okay.
I don't
so it's
actually
great
remember.
For everybody.
That's... I hope.
I don't know if you guys know a secret, but you don't need to back up anything on the internet for your clients. Just look at older versions of archive.org and be like, oh, yeah, I backed it up. That saved me so many times from like someone saying like, hey, this page I thought we had 2 years ago is missing. Like, I have backups, but not from 2 years ago.
Right.
Go to archive.org. Saves a day every time.
Thanks, archive.org.
Yeah.
Thank you, archive.org.
This
I don't think that's your purpose, but it works for me.
This is why I donate the money every month. An automated...
They're usually here every year.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're here this year. It's really cool that they run out of like an old church and they're like their servers are like where statues should be.
Yes.
It's cool.
That is pretty cool.
I would check that place out.
Yeah, they should offer tours.
I think you can probably get a tour, but like it's in California, right?
I don't recall. I thought it was upstate New York.
Is it in upstate New York? Because if they offer tours and it's in upstate New York, I feel like
they seem like the type of people I'd be happy if you came and visited.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Okay, Control T does not work.
It's Apple. It's Command. Windows T. Yeah.
Okay. We have a door that's opening.
Hello.
And a side pocket is appearing.
Here we go. It's Side Pocket. Side Pocket is going to take my place, and I am going to go on an adventure.
You're leaving? Yeah. Oh, you're going on an adventure to get a hat. Is that
to space.
To space.
To space.
Space cowboy?
Space hat?
And I need to be back soon.
Okay.
I will return.
All right.